The following podcast occurs in real time.
Welcome to the David Palmer Presidential Library Podcast. We discuss 24 Legacy, Season 1, Episode 5. I'm Chris Lorenz, and sitting to my right is...
Lynn Maxwell Miranda.
Sitting to his right...
Brian Houston.
Welcome, Brian. As a have you co-hosted before?
I might have co-hosted on... Well, I might have starred on one of your other podcasts.
The other one.
Ah, great podcast. Highly recommended to all of our viewers.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Who put that on?
We're waiting for season three to start.
Okay, cool. Good plug.
Maybe we should discuss the drink of the week this week.
Yes. So
hell I brought, of a drink, let me tell you.
So I brought Trader Joe's blended Scotch whiskey for a couple of reasons. One, it's not Jack, and two, like 24 Legacy, it's a blend of several things that should be good but turned out shitty.
That's really well put.
I'm not sure this season of 24 is a blend of anything.
I think it's a blend of old 24 because they're trying to take elements from that and put it into this.
I think it's just bad old 24.
Let the guest hosts bury his own drones,
where they throw 50 billion plot lines in there, and except Game of Thrones tries to only put two or three on a screen at a time. This throws all of them into every episode.
This 24 always had multiple plot lines.
Yeah, but there's not as much as this. You got fake Jack. You got the presidential campaign. You got the cell. You've got the terrorist organization running that cell.
Got CTU.
Yeah.
You forgot the... damn it, it was right there.
Insanity High School, which is the cell?
No, not.
What happens there?
No, you forgot the drug, the sister, the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got The Wire.
Yeah, it's just so many plot lines. Nothing happens any episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Ben died this episode. I shed a tear.
Whoa, spoilers.
I shed a tear.
I'm kidding.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I shed a tear.
He had it coming.
Eric definitely should have murdered that guy.
All right. On a 6-point scale, how would you rate this episode?
Like hexadecimal or?
No, just 6 points. 10 really overused. What about the 6-point scale?
Because it's dumb. Why are we rating this show right now? It's definitely at a 1.5.
I'm not saying the show, just this episode.
Yeah, this episode. I got two good kills. I'll give it a 2 out of 6.
Okay.
But am I rating this on a scale of television I really enjoy or 24?
Shouldn't it be both in an ideal world?
I'd go with a 2. I'll just stick with a 2.
Okay.
A 2.
Brian, where you at?
I'm at a 3 for this one. I think that they're
way too generous on that run.
I think that unlike the past episodes, there's been a bunch more action, and that kept me engaged. So it was good for like half of it, and then the other half was just boring, mindless dribble.
This episode, for me, I'm going to give it on the 24 Legacy scale, not the 24 scale, just the 24 Legacy scale, a 4 out of 6.
Oh, all right.
You can't have a 24 Legacy scale.
Yeah, you can.
Sure you can. We have enough data points here. No, I think there was a lot of
You're going by the 24 Legacy scale, sure, this is a 5 out of 6 because it's way better than the last two episodes.
Okay.
Which were just awful.
We have a 1.5 that has turned into a 5.
No, it is still a 2. But there's no 24 Legacy scale. It's just 24.
You heard it here first, folks. There's no 24 Legacy scale out of 6. I'm... Can we get off the subject, please?
Why'd you ever bring that up, Max?
I just wanted to see where people were feeling right now. Because I felt the last two episodes really had me down in the dumps. I was like, why am I spending my time on a podcast for this show? And this really brought it back for me. It was kind of interesting.
Speaking of bringing it back, why don't you give us a quick recap of this episode?
Great idea.
You want me to do that? Because I don't have anything written down. Well, we should go plot line like we usually do.
All right.
So
a lot of plot lines actually converge this episode, which I found interesting.
It's true. Some of them did.
Let's talk about the cell. Actually, no. Insanity High School is my favorite plot line, so let's save it for
last.
And
it doesn't intersect with anything. Actually, a lot. You know, most of these things don't intersect.
Right.
I guess let's go with CTU and
let's
and
talk
Eric.
CTU.
CTU and Eric.
Yep.
So
the core of the show.
The core. Eric and Ben end up driving to, what was the guy's name? Mufasa?
It's Gabriel, but Gabriel. If you want to call him Mufasa, I'm very on board.
His eye reminds me of Mufasa, so.
Wow, that is.
All right, so Eric and Ben go meet up with Mufasa, and Mufasa doesn't trust Ben because Ben stole $50,000 from him, which he neglected to say.
Well, you missed a huge part of the way getting there. Okay, do we want to just like do the plot points and then talk
You know, are you talking about in the car?
Yes, I'm talking about the car. Okay,
so, I don't know if we want to have such a side tangent right now.
All right, let's cover the main points. Continue on your journey. Yeah. They're driving in the car to meet Mufasa. They meet Mufasa. What does Mufasa do?
Mufasa tells Eric that Ben owed him $50,000. Ben said it was stolen. And then Mufasa made Eric tried to shoot him in the head, but Eric refused. But Mufasa liked that, showed loyalty.
Right,
yeah.
Mufasa's all about that loyalty.
It's all bullshit. And then Mufasa's men killed him anyway. Then Eric showed Mufasa the actual plans.
The Onyx missile plans.
The Onyx missile plans. And he holds up Mufasa, and Mufasa, you know, triggers his alarm. CTU comes in, sweeps the place, kills everyone, and then Mufasa cuts his own throat so he doesn't give up something. Terrorists. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't want to go to jail. I don't know.
Hardcore.
And then they're trying to get the computer to work, but it starts deleting itself. So Eric takes the computer over and puts the thumbprint of Mufasa on the computer and prevents it from deleting itself.
Multi-factor authentication, folks.
That's about half the episode.
Gotta protect yourself.
But the thing is, if I was Mufasa, I would maybe assume that getting a fingerprint is too easy.
Whoa. A, you're right. B, do we have to rewind through this episode and start looking for Ben in the clouds? When Simba's dad dies and then he's in the clouds. Spoilers for The Lion King, by the way. Sorry if you haven't seen The Lion King. Great movie.
No. Yeah. Now I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the thumbprint.
There's got to be a retinal scan of some sort or like image. You got to have a password. Like you can't just like use a thumbprint. That's not cutting it.
None of those are physical things are actually going to do anything anyway. Oh, the phone, great. Like, they could probably unlock the phone just like they were trying. They apparently unlocked the computer.
Yeah, but there should have been a password. I don't know.
That's what multi-factor authentication is. You have something that's stored in your brain and something that's physical that confirms
you're
there.
Well, they bypass both factor authentication.
You know, yeah. He, this guy doesn't know. He's not caught up on the latest security things.
Nope. In the end, the files are supposed. Who knows what was deleted in that part of time, but
I'm sure we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be something corrupted, I'm sure, and then there'll be somebody spending pointless hours trying to put it back together. It'll probably be the hacker dude.
Gee, I wonder if it's going to be Andy, who's stuck on bitch duty.
Yep.
So this show feels like a video game at this point. There's like Eric has to do the pre-setup for the mission, and then the next episode is the mission. Like, there's not, like... Each episode feels like its own thing, and not, like, an overarching plot of, like, them trying to, you know, help get to the end. It just...
One might say
it's... There's roadblocks in the way.
One might say it's serialized.
Yeah. It's more serialized than 24.
I'm going to argue with you here because 24 literally like pioneered serialization of an overall arc on television.
They didn't pioneer it. I'm just saying that each episode feels like Eric gets to a point where it like stops. And then the next episode, we can figure out what's going on. There's no like,
There's not a lot of
cliffhangers like you usually get on 24. Like, oh my God, did that bomb go off? I don't know.
And definitely, the
cliffhanger last week was just dumb.
There were no cliffhangers this week. Last week's was, you know, left something to...
It was like, oh, did he rat on his dad or not? Was last week's cliffhanger.
Pro tip, he did.
Yeah, once we get there.
Suck it, dad.
But before we get there, we got to talk about the most disturbing thing that happened this episode.
The car ride. What happened on the car ride?
So during this car ride, well, they stop at a gas station and pick up some essentials. They pick up some essentials for Ben. And during this car ride, he's just shaving. Starts off with a shave straight razor, picking off like some of the longer ends. And then he pulls out an electric razor and just rolling that. Now he's clean shaven by the time they get to Mufasa's place.
There's so many things wrong here.
Where did all his hair go? Like, what's he doing? Is he jumping out the window?
Well, no, that's the least crazy thing here. It's just all over this government, you know, Chevy Suburban.
I feel like it's all over him. Like, it's not like gonna like fall from his face onto the floor. It's gonna fall over his clothes.
I don't know how you shave, Chris, but
I have a beard. When you like use a trimmer, just like, he was leaning over. He was sitting like this.
No, he just had
sitting back up.
He had a sink.
yeah,
okay.
Car sink.
Yeah, he had it all over himself. How is he cleaning the razor? Like, how is he getting the hair out of the razor?
Well, that's why the electric razor was clutch.
No,
like,
I was saying the electric razor. You still got to get the hair out of it.
Oh yeah, but you just like throw that out the window. It's fine. You just blow on it. But what about the mad razor burn happening there? That thing has not been shaved for possibly years, and now it's like, oh, I'm going to take the straight razor and now an electric razor and like make it a clean shaven.
He did a pretty good job. Like there was no cuts.
So actually, I feel like he started off not with a straight razor, but with scissors.
It was scissors. Oh, scissors? And then he used a
which is a little less crazy, but why even go with the scissors in the first place?
Yeah.
Like the electric razor is going to just take care of it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, you just go and like it cuts all the hair off. Then you need a straight razor to get it as close as he did. But
little side tangent here. Should we have a contest for who has the best electric razor sounds?
Who wins?
Whoever has it.
How do you determine?
Voting. Oh, it's definitely Brian. Brian
wins.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You can submit your votes.
Submit your votes. Twitter. Yep.
Facebook or Twitter, please. We accept all votes. So anything else to say about this plot line?
A candidate for Kill of the Week. Not confirmed, but candidate for Kill of the Week on Ben.
Two candidates, I think.
Oh.
Two, one and a half candidates.
Oh, actually, yeah. A couple of candidates. Yeah, I didn't think about
Mustafa.
Mufasa
killing himself would be my kill of the week if we know he's dead. But we're not really sure he's dead.
He seems pretty dead.
That is my kill of the week.
Yeah.
But it could be retroactively.
We'll come back to who is the kill of the week. But I just wanted to call out a couple of good kills over in this plot line.
Yeah. It was nice to see a character we've seen all season
die.
Just get murdered. No.
Boom.
Like, just out of nowhere.
And the best part is he knew it was coming. He self-sacrificed. Good for you, Ben.
I don't know if he completely knew. He was trying to pull a fast one and then hopefully get out of it.
That's true. We don't really know if Mufasa had anything to do with this plot line at all. We know that Ben wanted to go and deliver this plan so he could make up for that 50 grand he lost.
Right, which for those Onyx missiles, you're probably getting way more than 50 grand, which it must have been the case. Like, he's trying to try to save his own life with something very expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, this could turn into nothing, really. And that's when they got to get Tony Almeida.
We had a great theory about Tony Almeida. So as what's his name, Ben is shaving in the car, we were like, oh, what if he shaves off his beard and suddenly he's Tony Almeida?
I preferred the one where he turns into Mufasa. Like he was the guy they were trying to get to.
Oh, where Tony Almeida was Gabriel. Mufasa.
No. He's saying Ben turned into Gabriel.
Oh,
Ben was Gabriel.
What a twist.
That would have been a good twist.
That would be dope, but no.
Now he's dead.
24 is not smart enough to do that. Shout out to 24 producers. If you need some great twist ideas, hit us up at the DPPL on Twitter.
Please hit him up. I know you're hunting for content. It's Max clear. Has got boatloads of it.
Like, have you listened to this podcast? Let's be serious here.
I wonder if, you know, where this plot line is going at this point. You only have 7 episodes left.
And they have 0, threads to pull on to find these cells.
Yeah, it's just like, and the overall thread of the season just seems so pale in comparison to Live Another Day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, terrorists will get access to the drones. Like, that seems like real and threatening. I'm threatened by that. But like these, you know, terrorist cells that we don't, you know, high school science teachers making bombs in his garage. Like, it's just not that threatening.
I think that also part of it is that, like, right now they're trying to craft a new Jack Bauer. And they're doing it at the pace of a snail. Like, if you wanted to craft a new Jack Bauer, you needed to do it, like, episode 2 and do something that he was maybe doing in season 3 or 4. Started off strong and then escalated throughout the rest of the season.
I mean, he did give a couple headshots.
Sure, but that's
those
not
are,
enough.
Those were master shots.
Eric Carter is a great shot, but I really miss like the catchphrases.
Just, there's no one-liners.
He's not a badass yet. I'm totally open to somebody having. He doesn't need to be exactly Jack Bauer. I'm totally open to somebody being just as badass as Jack Bauer in a different way. And so far, I'm not seeing it. Eric Carter goes the way the tide carries him.
You know who they did build up as a good Jack Bauer? The female protagonist from last season.
Dude, Live Another Day.
Caitlin Stark.
No, not Caitlin
Stark. Her character in Mass Effect 2 is called Miranda Lawson. I can't tell you what the actress's name is.
I don't know who it was either. Our 24 historian is missing again. But she would. I was really surprised she's not in this, to be honest. Like, I think she would have been a good...
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I'm surprised. I'm not really surprised, but I think that, you know, you'd get more people coming and keep your ratings up with her rather than Eric.
Ah, her name is Yvonne Strahovski. Now you know.
Now we know.
If they kept some continuity between Live Another Day and this, there probably would be a lot more viewership, but...
Get a big booty back in this, we good to go.
Oh, yeah.
We need some Mark Boudreau.
So what are the other plot lines here?
We have small things at CTU, I guess we can go over with, you know, Andy getting benched.
Who's Andy? Just for our viewers.
He's the gay, tech analyst that got the, plans for Eric.
I would argue he's a tech analyst who just happens to be gay.
Thank you.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, he gets benched and he's pissed.
Yeah.
That's all we saw about him.
He's also sending off mixed signals. He just like, yeah, I know I'm going to get fired at some point. F it. I'm going to do what I want. And then later he's just like, yeah, I know you're looking for any reason, so I better just stay on the down low.
Well, he's just talking to different audiences, Brian. Come on. He needs that paycheck. He needs to get them biddies.
He could also be a badass too. But like, you gotta stand up for yourself and not just like back down when the pressure's on.
We definitely do not have a replacement Chloe, and we really need one.
Yes,
I feel like we just need Chloe. Chloe's not doing anything.
she has like stand up shows now. I don't know. Okay,
wait,
but yeah,
she's
that's
a comedian.
I think so.
That's awesome,
right?
Can we get her to come to Seattle?
Can we get her to be on this podcast?
Either or.
I don't think she could talk about this. Maybe we can get her on the other podcast.
Maybe. That would be a great guest.
All right. Brian, you want to review the best plot line.
Should we go to the worst plot line first?
No, we should go to The Wire.
Yeah, that's the worst plot line. One.
Brian, tell us what happened on The Wire this week.
So, as we know from last week, I don't even remember anybody's names. Like, this plot line is just that bad. But
Nicole, do you remember Aisha?
Yes, Aisha was the one that got hit in the head with the pipe.
Nicole is the girlfriend.
You got Isaac.
They're the only people you need to know.
All right. Well, Nicole, like, got rescued from the police, like, because somebody was like, I'm going to do you a solid later. Okay, whatever. And now, said guy goes absolutely batshit on everybody. He's like, I want to find out who's trying to kill me, and I want to find out now. So he rounded up everybody's phones, which are all unlocked. Amazing, right? Like, nobody has burner phones. Nobody locks them up. This is slim, easy pickings for the police. And then he also goes apeshit on Nicole because there's obviously some sexual tension and she's getting in his face about almost getting her killed. That cover, like, what else was there? I can't even remember what else.
There was a lot of not terrible acting, but there was like stuff about how the one guy wanted Nicole to talk to him and Nicole wants to leave. But if she leaves, Isaac will probably lose the whole gang. And yeah, that's bullshit. That's probably all right.
Yeah,
this plot line was real boring. Every time this came on, I just looked at my phone.
Yeah.
Like, not even.
It seems like they're en route to deprecating this plot line for something else. Like, they're going to get Nicole out of here.
You think so?
I think so.
I just don't know what, like, when it would be nice to see some sort of production schedule to be like, oh, we saw the first three episodes and then, like, you know, they already had two in the bag. So they're like, we got to make all these changes at some point, which is when you bring Tony Almeida in.
But see, this is also going back to like season one of 24, where like you had Jack's wife getting captured for no apparent reason. Like, there's that whole stupid plot line.
No, we know. 24 has had stupid plot lines in the past.
But, like, this is just a rehash. They're trying to, like, make it seem almost exactly like 24 season 1.
They're not doing a good job of that.
No, they're not.
No, they're really not. Side note, did you know that there is a Taken TV show? Just speaking of wife's being taken, even though, you know, it's his daughter, not his wife.
Who greenlighted that one? Because they should be fired.
Taken 2, though.
Yeah, apparently it's garbage because it, like, takes place 30 years before Taken, but has modern cars and shit.
Wait, so that means that, like, this family, is it, like, the same family or is it just, like, a different
one? Oh, it's the same guy. It's Liam Neeson before he became Liam Neeson.
So this whole family just needs, like, witness protection or something.
And you watched it?
No, I haven't touched it. The reviews are garbo.
My God, that family. Poor family.
Right? They keep getting taken. Just handcuff yourself to your home. Think about that.
All right. Okay. So The Wire is boring. Most boring plot line of the week. 100%.
Yeah. The Wire. Man, just no good. Hey, let's get to the best plot line.
Do we have any other plot lines to go? We have the
insanity, homeschool.
But we have the terrorist plot, and we could talk about the terrorist for a second.
Okay. We're going to save insanity, right? Homeschool,
right,
for a sec. Talk about the terrorists.
So the terrorists decrypt a couple of the sleeper cell.
They only got one.
I wonder who it could be.
All right. So they got one, and one of the guys was like, well, the main guy wanted to get all 15 at once. The other guy, dissenting guy, wants to do them trickle down effect.
This is Jadala bin Khalid and random peon.
And then he sends out the activation code activating Max. Who did he activate?
Who do you think? Is it Insanity High School?
Yep. And then he summarily shoots his peon in the head for being a douche.
He has no faith.
Which is also another candidate for Kill of the Week, because finally he grew some balls.
Good yep. for him.
I mean, if you're actually going to like kill multitudes of people in this country, like you got to have some balls already. So,
yeah.
And I guess before we get to Insanity High, we could talk about the senator's dad. We could bench it. I don't know if anyone wants to say anything about it.
I feel like that's merged with the CTU storyline, which is to say they got nothing out of him except he's being a dumb bitch.
I mean, whether he told the truth last time or is lying this time.
He knew way too much last time to be telling lies.
I mean, they've set it up so that, you know, he's lying to this time. So, but it is possible.
I'm going to veto that. Brian, where do you stand on this?
I don't know. Like, everybody's just switching their opinions all over the place. Like, he's probably lying.
What was that phrase? Switching their panties all over the place?
Yeah, switching their panties.
Everyone's just switching their panties all over the place.
Switching their positions, switching their opinions. That's what was going through my head, and the whiskey's getting to me. So, Shut up.
Okay.
All right, so Max, you want to take us through Insanity Homeschool?
Insanity Homeschool, let's talk about this. This is my favorite part of the show. Folks, get hyped. Previously on Insanity...
Hashtag get hyped.
Previously on Insanity Med School.
Med school? This is not med school.
No, she was learning how to kill people. So Amira... who is, a young girl from a Chechen immigrant, recently murdered her ex-boyfriend by injecting air into his IV, and then shows up in this episode, driving back with her brother from the hospital. She's had a bad day so far. She shows up at home. Who's there? Papa Chechnya.
Papa Chechnya.
Papa Chechnya.
Clearly.
And, he's calling her princess, and they're like, oh, why are you here? That's super nuts. Also, guys, please feel free to pop in here and say something if I'm doing something wrong. Who knows?
I'm letting you run with Insanity High School because you love it so much.
I really do. It's the best part of this show. Okay, so they, Papa Chechnya's there. He's like, Amira, princess, how you doing? And she clearly loves him. And he's like, yo, Hassan, my son, how's work? Hassan's like, oh, I hate you, dad. Work's great. Turns out Papa Chechnya knows Hassan has been out of work for a couple months and also heard some chatter at the village that his son Hassan has been hanging out with this guy who was arrested for planting a bomb. And he's like, yo, son, what you doing? You doing some terrorism? And the son's like, nah, Avi, I'm not doing that. And then the son, punches the shit out of Papa Chechnya and wraps him up in some duct tape.
I love how that's just, side chatter in, some area. Yo, you know who got arrested the other day? X. He was, planting a bomb.
Yeah.
Was he wrapped up like a mummy or...
Papa Chechnya?
Yeah.
No, more of a, bank robbery job.
Okay.
Yeah, you ever see a bank robbery, Chris?
I've seen a train robbery.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
And the great train robbery.
I thought you meant in real life.
Clearly. I've been on a lot of trains, and they all have lots of robberies.
Yeah, nobody's robbing anything from a train. The most you're going to get is coal.
I mean, coal...
It's good Christmas presents.
If you believe the 2017 EPA, coal is the future.
That's true. I forgot about
clean,
that.
Clean coal.
Clean coal. Clean coal. Definitely a thing that exists, folks. Clean coal. That's a mainline fact, not an alternative fact.
Are you going to continue? That's not the end of the...
Okay. Sorry. So jumping back on Insanity Homeschool. Amira and Hassan have their dad just, taped up at their house. Who knows what's going to happen? Amira's clearly kind of, upset about this. And I personally think my personal opinions don't matter here. Let's just talk about the plot. And then Hassan gets a phone call. Who is it? It's some unidentified phone number, but it says -72H35, which is his activation code. Oh, shit. It's Jadala bin Khalid. He's been activated.
I don't think that would be his father that set up the activation the first time. Never mind.
Did I imply that?
No. You said it was the current one. He's the one that sends the activation code this time. But he was the one that set up the sleeper cell.
Oh, right. Jadala's dad, Sheikh bin Khalid.
Yeah. You forgot one plot point that's going to, you know, come back most likely.
Please tell me, Chris. I've had a lot of blended Scotch whiskey. Courtesy of Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. Our food's better than those other guys.
But not our whiskey.
Their dad is diabetic.
That is a huge plot point that will definitely show up, just like how the presidents in the previous season, he was having some memory issues.
That's true.
And that totally...
That was the most boring plot line of that whole season.
That totally did not come up at all.
Yeah, definitely not.
We're going to be feeding lots of crackers here, folks.
Yep.
So, I don't really have a lot to say about this plot line other than they're finally getting to something.
Chris, I do have some exciting news. We are about to exceed the time of our previous podcast. 5, 4, actually, it just happened. I was trying to get like a New Year's thing going on, and yeah, it just didn't happen.
That's great, Max. That's
great. We did it, guys.
I don't understand.
Merry New Year's.
I don't know the significance of adding the dad to this plot line at all, other than just to have something to do for 5 hours.
I think there is a huge significance here, which is Amira really loves her father.
You think so?
Is that
when she becomes the reverse mole?
Yeah. I think she's going to ruin this whole cell.
Yeah, I think it's likely.
I would like to talk about the Cell Saga in Dragon Ball Z real quick.
No.
No, don't do that.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to see Chris's response.
No.
So I assume that like the science teacher is also going to get involved at some point now that they're activated.
I mean, did we see him this week at all?
We did not see Professor Science this week, mostly because probably entirely removing that actor from one episode saves money.
Probably. We saw him last episode in one of the like screens.
Yeah, Professor Science.
I mean, I'm assuming a high school chemistry teacher could make a bomb, but like, I don't know if they can make anything like crazy big.
We've learned that they can make meth. They can certainly make bombs.
I completely believe that a high school science teacher knows how to make things that are bad. Not like a nuke, but, you know, some C4 or something.
Is he going to make, like, how? They weren't ready to start like 4 hours ago. So how much of this bomb can he make in 4 hours?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, define ready. We don't know how big they wanted this to go. Are they just blowing up at Sanity High School? Are they blowing up, I don't know, the city? Who knows?
They're definitely not blowing up the city.
You don't know
I
that?
I can tell you that.
I mean, have you guys ever watched an episode of Mythbusters where they sort of compare black powder versus C4?
No.
I've seen Mythbusters, but not. I don't remember that particular one.
C4 is significantly like more effective per mole. Oh my god. Okay, let's just ignore that I said per mole. I'm talking about the atomic unit.
That's what I assumed you were talking about.
But man, this completely changes Mole Watch. I'm so excited for Mole Watch now.
So
thanks, Trader Joe's.
So do you think that this plotline will be finished next episode, or we'll have another episode?
Oh, Insanity Homeschool?
Yeah.
No, Insanity Homeschool is going on for quite a few episodes.
You think so? Yeah. Like, it's not just that first half season plot? Because there's no usually like a first half season plot, then no, there's like a bigger plot line that shows up.
Presidential Campaign has sort of merged into CTU, as has... I would say CTU, what's his name, Eric Carter, and Presidential Campaign have sort of merged.
We're not at the halfway point in this season, right?
We're almost there.
There's 12 episodes of season, Brian.
Oh, my God.
We're at episode 5.
So there's one more episode, then we're halfway. And
then we can sing Bon Jovi, right?
No, that's the 11th episode. Then we could sing Living on a Prayer.
All right.
Do we want to go over Mole Watch? I don't think there's anything else left in the episode.
Not really. We covered the basic plot points, and we discussed the hairy situations in this episode.
I do think you're right that she's going to become a...
Reverse mole?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my prediction. Amira, mole.
Hold on. I have to...
I would like to talk about Mole Watch as in the atomic unit mole. I definitely believe that Professor Science or Professor... No, never mind. Professor Pidochech.
So you go into Amira? That's... You did last week too, right?
Oh, what did I say last week?
Amira.
You know, I don't want to say I called it, but I totally called it. Yeah, but Professor Science,
Professor Science the week before.
Right, no, I'm saying he's there for MO, the other mole watch. Like 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd watch.
Okay, Brian, what's your mole?
So, I fully agree with Max. However, I'm going to throw one in there. The director of CTU.
Okay.
Keith.
Yeah. Mullins. Mulligans?
I think that Keith, now he's going to start, taking people off the project and, start reporting, when people are actually doing stuff. So, I think next week we'll start to see.
So, you're on Harrison's got you beat, though.
Oh, really?
Keith, episode 1.
Oh,
right,
man.
Right, but we subtract points from Harrison for being a bitch.
No, he just doesn't get more guesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can subtract points for being a bitch when he comes on if you want.
Okay.
Man. I don't know.
Welcome to DPPL, where the points don't matter.
I feel like, was Andy is the CTU agent?
No, Andy is the... he's the Chloe who happens to be gay, but it doesn't define him.
I feel like he could turn into a mole because he's angry now.
Ooh. I think that's an interesting call.
So I'm going to go with Andy this week.
Just very very little action from Senorita Edgar. Mariana.
Yeah. She's like, I think that was another thing they probably changed because she was pretty big in the pilot. Set her up to be have a big impact and
sure.
Has done nothing.
Yeah, she really has not impacted anything so far. Maybe they're setting up an Andy plus Mariana as a Chloe replacement for season 2.
I don't think the show's getting a season 2, to be honest with you.
No, I'd be interested.
I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I can't imagine the numbers are great after the last 2 weeks.
No,
I know they dropped pretty heavily after the Super Bowl episode.
And they haven't just been throwing as much action in there. Other season 24, action's happening left and right. And then you have half the time period for a season, and you're not throwing this twice as much action in? What are you doing?
I don't know how... This definitely has less action than last season, but last season wasn't, super action-packed.
Last season started off slow and then had a ton of action. There was
It didn't, stop. Once it started, it was just going.
There's one episode where Jack just busts into Cat Stark's
little
tower.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So good. And it just keeps going from there. The president gets fucking drone bombed. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Hell of an ep.
Well, let's hope
season.
Let's hope that they can get that going this season because they need something.
Really, guys, call us up. We got some great ideas.
So, what are we going with Kill of the Week, guys? Kill of the Week. I think we've got three good contenders here.
I'm going with Mufasa.
You got Mufasa killing himself. You've got the death of Ben, and then you've got the death of the terrorist guy.
I'm going to go with Mussolini.
All right. Mufasa it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, didn't see it coming.
I mean, you kind of saw it coming, but it's still, pretty badass.
I kind of saw it coming, but yeah.
So I just don't understand what his goal is. Is he considered a terrorist then at this point? Even though he said he didn't do deals with terrorists, but he's killing himself to protect terrorists.
He's protecting someone. We'll find out maybe next episode, or that'll be on the deleted part of that hard drive.
Is it Tony Almeida?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Can we just start a new segment where it's predict when Tony Almeida is going to actually show up in this damn season?
We actually started that segment last episode of the podcast. It's called Tony Watch. Who's the Tony?
I'm going to go with episode 8. We see Tony.
I'm going to go with episode 7.
I'm going to go with episode 12. And here's why. They already have season 2 lined up. They're expecting that money, and they think Tony Almeida is going to make it happen.
Make that money.
Why would that be a Super Bowl commercial?
Because you got to put the host into the Super Bowl commercial because it's so expensive.
I mean, it's also like the Transformers 4 when they put the Beast Wars in and they were in the movie for like 5 minutes. From what I heard, I actually didn't see the movie.
If you watched that movie, I'd probably...
Look, I've seen the other three. He definitely didn't convince me to go see the fourth one.
I have some new lore for the listeners of the David Palmer Presidential Library. Chris loves bad movies, but he also loves good movies.
I like movies that I like, okay, man?
He went out of his way to see The Great Wall. How was that?
I like fantasy movie. The movie was not very good, but I gave it a try.
Now me, I'm a huge snob. I won't eat pizza on the West Coast because it's just garbage. And I acknowledge that.
Big Mario's.
Big Mario's is okay.
No one's saying it's like New York City pizza, but...
So like, you know, I feel bad for giving Chris shit for wanting to go see The Great Wall, but I'm just a huge snob.
Look, I've seen movies that have said were awful, and I really enjoyed. John Carter was like really fun.
Sure.
Warcraft was, I thought, was really enjoyable.
And Shrek 4D.
Did not see Shrek 4D. Ants was like 40 years ago.
Madagascar 2.
Didn't see that.
I'm just, you know.
Plus, Chris does have an entire other podcast based around bad reality TV shows. Please post your suggestions to Who Put This On, # bring back Who Put This On.
Ooh, we get that trending. I think we can get some episodes
in. I like it. Are there any other segments we need to take care of? We did Drink of the Week, which, as a reminder, is Trader Joe's blended Scotch whiskey because it's not Jack and it's also not that great.
Please don't buy this. Please don't support them.
If you do buy it, water it down. It's actually acceptable when watered down.
Been watching and playing anything recently?
I've been listening to... Did you know there is a podcast out there that is so successful that they have a TV show?
Comedy Bang Bang?
Them, but also a new one as of this week called My Brother, and Me. Three brothers who answer Yahoo Answers, and it's very funny, and they have a TV show.
Oh, interesting.
Do you have a TV show based on that? They'll just give a TV show on anything. God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, they had... You ever see that TV show with the guys that make all the food out of meat?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Epic Meal Time.
Did we review that?
So bad.
It was really terrible. That wasn't a podcast, though. That was a YouTube flash in the pan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fuck those guys. They're terrible.
Well, I think that their YouTube was fine. Their 3-minute segments or whatever was fine. Nothing great, but their TV show was just bad.
I think if they took like the TV show and like split it up like a YouTube thing would be, not a whole episode, fine.
Or just like go more in depth on how you make all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like they just like made silly shit. Anyway, I've been playing The Last of Us.
Oh.
It's a solid game.
Okay.
It's pretty intense. It's an intense game. I recommend it, though.
I've been trying to play Rocket League as much as I could because I'm trying to get better at this game, but it's just not happening.
You need a trainer. You need a Mr. Miyagi.
Da-da-da.
Da da da, da da da, da da da,
Okay, thanks. Thanks for playing along, everybody.
If I found Mr. Miyagi, buddy, I'm gonna have him teach me all of life lessons.
I would love to see you like just, you know, quit your job. Side note, Brian has Game of Thrones his way to CTO of his company. It is insane.
Whoa. This is public. We can't be talking about that.
Sure we can. he did it entirely unintentionally, but it's totally what happens. And I would just love to see you like get out of the whole biz, just get into the Pro Rocket League.
the Pro Rocket League.
Yeah, doing stuff that I'm actually good at and then going down to something that I'm terrible at.
Major League Video Soccer with cars that are rocket cars.
All right.
MLVSWCTARC.
How long can he go?
All right, Brian. You got any plugs?
None. I don't want you to find me on anything.
Okay. Max.
You go first.
You can follow me on Twitter at TheChrisLorenz.
Follow me, Max, on Twitter at Trader Joe's Blended Scotch Whiskey Owns.
You can follow us on Twitter at TheDPPL and Facebook.com/TheDPPL. You can email us at TheDPPL@gmail.com.
Special shout out to Brian for being a great guest host.
Maybe permanent host. We don't know.
Who knows?
Whoa.
You get promoted.
It's also like just a guest, and it's like you can throw around the host term so much.
Don't worry about it. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, Trader Joe's.